Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Title, Defense Knight, the reigning champion. I'm just being myself. Has held that belt for years, unopposed, unexamined, comfortable. But tonight's challenger has arrived from nowhere, doesn't know your record, and is watching your hands while you pour the tea. One question. 15 wisdom traditions. The challenger steps into the room, and suddenly, you sit up straighter. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, why does a new friend make you want to be slightly better at everything you do in front of them? This question used to wear older clothes. Aristotle called it the problem of the witness. Why does virtue flicker brighter when a new pair of eyes enters the room? People have been poking at this for a very long time. Why does a new friend make you want to be slightly better at everything you do in front of them? Absurdism goes somewhere genuinely uncomfortable before any other tradition even clears its throat. Camus says you're not performing falsely, my quote. You're performing accurately. The self you show a new friend is actually the self you might become if you'd stop hiding behind, "That's just how I am." And then he charges you with something. Every time you straighten your spine for someone who hasn't seen you slump, you're committing an act of revolt. No universe required it. You just did it anyway, in a hotel breakfast room, because someone new sat down across from you, and now you are somehow choosing your jam more deliberately than you have in years.
Cynicism would like to deflate that immediately. It says the new friend didn't inspire anything. They just arrived clean enough to see the performance that was always running. Your old friends stopped watching. They filed you. The stranger hasn't, so the theater has a live audience again, and you're scrambling to deserve the ticket price. The cynics compared it to a dog sitting straighter when someone new enters the room. Instinct dressed as aspiration.
That's brutal. But Epicureanism has a better version, and I think it's the kinder diagnosis. It says the new friend simply doesn't know the things you're not proud of yet. The apology you haven't made, the drawer you haven't opened. Standing in their porch light for the first time, you feel something rare, a mind that holds no grievance against you. And you protect that the way you'd carry a bowl of ripe figs carefully to the table instead of just dropping it. That's not vanity. That's someone treating something genuinely good with appropriate care.
Stoicism will not let that stand unchallenged. Epictetus, who was literally enslaved, says if you're performing virtue for an audience, you've just told on yourself. Their judgment is the master and you're the caller. What they think of your jam choice is not yours to touch. Your character is. Drop the performance, pick up the work. It's harsh, but it's also the only tradition here that asks you to stop needing the new friend at all.
Vedantic philosophy is my favorite move of the whole episode because it just holds up a mirror. A man pours his tea the same careless way for 11 years. A stranger sits across from him and suddenly he is aware of his hand on the kettle. He straightens. He pours slowly. He is, for one moment, the person he imagined he'd become. The tradition asks, who is performing and for whom? The audience was always empty. The hand never changed. Devastating or liberating? The Vedantic answer is that those are the same door. Also, the pop culture oracle pulled Scrooge, flinging open the window on Christmas morning, shouting, "What day is it?" at the boy below. Electrified because the ledger isn't closed yet, that's the new friend. Their unknowing is the gift. You cook better because the recipe isn't ruined yet. That one landed clean. I'll leave you with absurdism because it's the one that doesn't let you off the hook or let you off the stage. You answer it every time you straighten your spine in front of someone who doesn't yet know how you slump. Camus, more or less, via today's question. Tomorrow we go again.
Welcome back to the outro, where I'm just being myself. Is sitting in the locker room with an ice pack and a lot of questions about its own motives. The challenger. 15 traditions. One breakfast room. One bowl of figs carried carefully. Has left the building, but it left a mark. If this show is something you want to keep showing up for, free and daily and in multiple languages, head to thegodshow.us to support it, subscribe, and bring tomorrow's question into the room. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The belt is still unclaimed. The stranger across the table is still watching your hands. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.